Frederick Douglass, Leader of the Abolitionist Movement, by Melissa Caracella. A Lifetime of Work. The people stood up and clapped. They were so impressed by what they had heard. It was 1841, and a young man named Frederick Douglass had just told 500 people about his life as a slave. When he was a child, his family was torn apart by slavery. Slave owners hurt him. He saw how awful slavery was. He worked hard to end slavery. He wanted all slaves to be free, including himself. Douglass began giving speeches that told people what slavery was like. He was living proof that slaves were people and not property. He published his own newspaper. He wrote books about his life. Douglass even became friends with President Lincoln. Throughout his life, Douglass fought against slavery. He wanted to help all African Americans. He thought African Americans deserved equal treatment. He did everything he could to help them reach equality. Frederick Douglass was born a slave, but he died a free man. He helped stop slavery and gave African Americans a chance at a better life. Growing up a slave. Born into tragedy. Frederick Douglass was born in a slave cabin in Maryland. He was most likely born in 1818, but the exact year of his birth is not known. Douglass's mother was a slave named Harriet. It is not known who his father was. Some people believe Douglass's father was a white man and maybe